Well, we're still on this wonderful subject of the Holy Communion. We want to make sure that we have real communion with the Lord. And like we said yesterday, the main thing about this is not to miss the main thing. It says that we are to remember the Lord's death till he comes. Scripture says, for as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. 1 Corinthians 11:26. And we were really looking at the seriousness of communion yesterday and the warning the Scripture has on partaking in communion with ungodly people. It says in 1 Corinthians 10:20-21, I would not that ye should have fellowship with devils. Ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. Ye cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils. Well, we cannot know every man's heart. So God is not requiring you to be a mind reader or search every heart. But just as you can be under a tree in the yard and know what kind of tree it is because of the gumballs or the pecans or the walnuts or whatever's fallen from the tree, there are real things that we can discern and know about somebody that they're not wanting to serve God. And you are warned not to drink of the cup of the Lord and fellowship with devils. Because I believe any person that's living in rebellion to God and is unconverted, I think the Scripture would label them basically a devil. Somebody that's contrary to God is a devil in that sense. Well, we also want to remind what the Scripture says in 1 Corinthians 11:27. It says, as the subject for sinners drinking the communion cup. If you want to take this cup and eat this bread as a wicked person, as an unregenerate person, it tells you, tells first the church not to commune with such persons, in 1 Corinthians 10:20. And to the sinner, it warns him that if you eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily, it says you eateth and drinketh damnation to yourself. So you're already not right with God if you're in rebellion to God. But if you want to really incense God, and you want to really heap judgment upon your life, go ahead and start tampering and playing with holy things. You would be the biggest fool in the world. There's nothing God is incensed over more than a hypocrite, a pretender, someone who wants to say they love God when their heart's wicked and pretend they're right with God by doing the holy ordinances of God. So be terrified if you're eating and drinking this cup unworthily. It is so important that we fellowship with righteous people and that we ourselves be righteous through the blood of Christ. I believe that it says that the Lord's death, we show the Lord's death till he come. So here in the scriptures, it emphasizes both the cross and the glory side of the Christian life. And I believe that it should be borne in mind that only in case we live a consistent Christian life do we really show this in this the presence of all witnesses. Both the sacrifice of Jesus Christ for our sake and the coming glory connected with his second coming are typified in the communion. See, we're remembering what he did, and we're also looking to him coming back and redeeming us from all iniquity completely, restoring all things, taking us from a sinful world into his kingdom. You see, I believe when someone gets saved that eternal life begins while they're living in the flesh and blood. I don't believe we wait till we die to start enjoying the pleasures of God. No, eternal life began the day I got converted, and you too, you're converted. So we are looking, the Bible says in Hebrews that he will return the second time to those that love his appearing. So it's clear that there's a twofold meaning in the communion. You show the Lord's death, and it says, till he come. So we hear the cross and the glory side of Christian life. So that's a real blessing. I'd like to read a couple other scriptures just to refresh your mind of some thoughts. You know, the key is that we have fellowship with God first, if we're going to take the communion. Secondly, that we have true fellowship with the body of Christ. Communion is not something you just do all by yourself. You know, the home church movement is popular, so they home church. The homeschool movement is popular, so you homeschool. Lots of folks like to have home birth, but there's one thing you can't do, my friend. Those other things may be fine and dandy, but there's one thing you can't do is home communion. It is a body-centered thing. It's about Christ and His church, and you can't do that at home just among a couple of people. That's supposed to be among the body of Christ. If you can't get along with the body of Christ, you got bigger problems. It says here in the scripture, it says, what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. 2 Corinthians 6. It says here in 2 Corinthians 13, verse 14, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. I just see such a beautiful picture in the scripture like that. The grace of Jesus, the love of God, and the communion, the fellowship with the Holy Ghost be in you all. It's that common union. It says in 1 John 1:3, it says, truly our fellowship, or you could say communion, is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And look at Revelation 3:20, such a beautiful verse. Jesus is calling. He said, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. And if any man will hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. You know, you have friends in business and work and such on that you hello, how you doing? Oh, it's good to see you. Maybe even wave to them over the fence. Maybe even go up to the fence and talk to them. But you know you're really getting to know somebody when you come and you sit down at a meal and you break bread and you drink together and you eat together and you fellowship, and it's just that real intimacy, you know. You get to know one another's past and their present and what your dreams are in the future. And I see that in this scripture of Revelation 3. Jesus wants to fellowship with us, and He is so longing to, and we should be longing to be with Him, and much more His body, should we want to know Christ through His body. Well, these are some thoughts to think about today. I just really am blessed to have you call in, and we really do thank God for you, and we hope that God will truly help you to have communion with the Father, with the Son, with the Holy Ghost, and with the Holy Brethren. Have a great day.
God bless you for listening to the preaching of His Word. You may leave us a message by pressing 99. Or if you would rather speak to us in person, you may call us on our cell phones. For Mose, dial 717-656-9576. For Don, dial 717-606-2811. For Jeff, dial 423-618-9491. To hear information about our Saturday morning Bible study, press 88. To find out how to listen to a church service at Effort of Christian Fellowship, press 77. To hear the menu for this topic again, please stay on the line. To listen to any other message in this topic, press the appropriate extension number now. God bless you and have a good day.